Welcome to the Alleycast, Folk Alley's monthly podcast of exclusive music performances and conversation. I'm your host, Matt Watroba. This is Alleycast number 5 for 2013. The Folk Alley studios are located on the campus of Kent State University in Northeast Ohio, where we are lucky to get some great acts touring through town. When they get close, we invite them in for what we call a session. Usually this consists of some conversation and 3 exclusive performances that we capture on audio and video. In this podcast, we'll hear from the Howlin' Brothers in one segment and Kerry Rodriguez in another. We'll also hear from the young band The Onlys. They're our open mic feature of the month. Kerry Rodriguez is out touring in support of her latest release, Give Me All You Got. She grew up in Texas, surrounded by some of the best songwriters in the country. She studied classical violin, but everything seems to bring her back to the roots. Listen in to our Folk Alley song session with Kerry Rodriguez.
Give Me All You Got, which is my new record. It's been out since mid-January. It's quite different from my past recordings. I feel like it captures more of the live show more than any other album I've made so far. I think, you know, in the last couple of years, I've been out touring with Luke, who's here today with us, and we had that thought in mind as we were going into the recording process more than I ever have, you know, because one comment I've gotten from fans is you're so energetic on stage, and then your recordings can be pretty mellow, which isn't always a bad thing, but I wanted to find that energy in a studio.
Creating that kind of energy in the studio was a bit of a challenge, but we had a lot of help from a great producer, Lee Townsend, who kind of, well, first of all, we recorded it. What was the studio? Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, and we all could set up in one large room, which was a total bonus. So there was plenty of eye contact, and we're looking at one another, and we did it really most of it all live, one take.
Yeah, and I think it helps too that the band we put together, we were all friends. I mean, in fact, the last time I came to see you guys, I was with Hans Holzen and Kyle Kegris, guitar and bass. They were part of the project. We've known each other for a decade. Don Heffington played drums. We've worked together for many years. And Eric Deutsch on piano. And so we were all very comfortable with each other to start with. That's a good starting point. Yeah, we really did just close our eyes and play music together. The collection of songs on this new album does feel very relevant to who I am right now in this moment. You know, my journey with songwriting has been a strange one. I didn't set out to be a songwriter, so I still feel very green with songwriting. You know, I got into it through Chip Taylor, you know, who really helped me along in the beginning, and I've co-written with quite a few different people, but the group of songs on this record all are very much autobiographical. I'm not feeling as shy anymore about letting it all out, and maybe that's coming with age and a few gray hairs. But you know, it's dealing with serious emotions in a very open way. And Luke helped me write 3 of the tunes on this album. This song is called Lake Harriet, and over the last few years I've gotten to know quite a few Minnesotans, a lot of musicians. We've been working together, and I've grown rather fond of the Minnesota guys, and this is my little ode to the Minnesota man.
Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand? Whisper those sweet nothings like no other man can. And when the sun goes down on Minneapolis, I see the master plan. Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand? I'm moving too fast, think I never can stop. I've been running from the past, trying to beat it to the top. The miles add up, I hate to see another town. I'll try to look up, but all I feel is down. Baby, you're the only one who makes me come undone. won't you walk me around like Harriet and hold my hand? Whisper those sweet nothings like no other man can. And when the sun goes down on Minneapolis, I see the master plan. Won't you walk me around like Harriet and hold my hand? I buckle underneath the weight. Memory of your touch recalls a higher state where the sea is calm. I know right from wrong, and there's love in every minute. I'm loving every minute. Baby, you're the only one that makes me come under. And won't you walk me around like Harriet and hold my hand? Whisper those sweet nothings like no other man can. And when the sun goes down on Minneapolis, I see the master plan. Won't you walk me around like Harriet and hold my hand? Won't you walk me around like Harriet and hold my hand?
I think that this version of Lake Harriet is extra authentic because Luke comes from northern Minnesota. He's an Iron Ranger, and he knows all about those lakes and fishing on the frozen ones. I grew up around great songs and great songwriters. You know, my father is a songwriter, David Rodriguez, and he used to pal around with people like Townes Van Zandt, Lucinda. So he was not only playing me his songs, but playing me their songs when I was just a toddler to put me to sleep at night, you know. And but maybe because of that, I never really wanted to be a songwriter. I thought that was way out of my league, and I identified myself as an instrumentalist, and that's what I was looking for. You know, when I got out of music school, I wanted to get a gig as a side person in a band and support a songwriter. And it really took a lot of coaxing and nudging from Chip Taylor to get me to try my hand at it. But also, it was great to have someone like Chip, so much history with songwriting, to help me write my first song. I mean, what a gift. Chip is such an organic writer. You know, he's not like, he doesn't believe in, I don't know. He didn't go to music school. He doesn't think you necessarily need studied skills to be a good writer. He just believes in writing from the heart, and you know, songs that touch people are good songs. And so he taught me that and helped me to sort of get over my anxieties about not being experienced and just try to say something that's honest. This next song is called Get Back in Love, and speaking of Minnesotans, this is one of the songs I did not write on the album, and it was written by a friend named Ben Kyle, that's how I met Luke, because they had a band together called Romantica, and I just fell in love with Ben's songs, and this one seems, well, he wrote it for me, actually, to sing, and it's very suited.
Jukebox dance. get back in the womb. It doesn't take a list. It only takes a kiss. It only takes a moment like this to get back in the
One of my favorite things about our recording was capturing this unique sound that Luke is creating on the lap steel. I don't think I've ever really heard anyone play the lap steel quite like you do. Why is that, Luke?
Well, it starts with, I guess, my own sort of tuning to it and trying to get really low with the sound of it to kind of be juxtaposed with your high tenor guitar. So that's what I do on the lap steel. Seems to work out.
There is a difference between playing and performing classical music as opposed to performing, you know, more popular kind of music. Although I do enjoy drawing from what I learned from my classical roots. Sometimes in a solo, it feels more appropriate to use a sort of reference Bartok or Stravinsky rather than fiddle groove. And I love when I hear other fiddle players. I love good tone. Playing in tune is good. And lately, you know, when I first transitioned from classical music to fiddle, I tried not to sound like a classical player. I got rid of my vibrato. And, you know, lately, though, I've been going back to it and appreciating that I have those skills somewhere way back there and throwing some of that in. It's fun. This song, I Cry for Love, is pretty raw. It is a rocker. And this is one of those ones where when I'm playing the solo, I'm thinking Stravinsky more than anything. But it just feels good to let it out.
Yeah. When we were recording this song in the studio, I told the band to think of themselves as that 12-year-old boy in the garage, you know, like that kind of vibe. And I think they did it, especially Don kind of smiled and knew exactly what to do.
Yeah, play this like a teenage boy.
Yeah.
I don't break. If I walked, I just take. If I cut, I bleed. If I bleed, I don't cry. Don't cry, don't cry. I cry for love. I cry for love. If I fall, I get up. Am I tough enough? Oh, I've been, I don't break. If I won't, I just take. If I cut, I bleed. If I bleed, I don't cry. Don't cry, I don't cry. Don't cry, don't cry. I cry for love.
Carrie, thank you for the music you put out into the world. This new record, Give Me All You Got, is a success, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for dropping by Folk Alley.
Oh, thanks for having us.
That's Carrie Rodriguez performing three songs from her latest CD, Give Me All You Got. You can watch the video performances of all three songs right now at folkalley.com. I'm Matt Watroba. Every month, we comb through the hundreds of up-and-coming artists who submit material on our open mic page at folkalley.com. This is a great way to get your music out to a wider audience. Let's put the spotlight on this month's open mic featured performers, the Onlys. If you add together the ages of this trio from the Pacific Northwest, you'd get 42. That's right, they're 14 years old, and they're making some pretty amazing sounds. Our open mic feature for this month are the Onlys with the song called The Four Winds. Thank you. That's the tune called The Four Winds from our open mic feature, The Onlys. Hear more of their music at the open mic section at folkalley.com. Are you a songwriter or performer of traditional music who'd like to bring your music to a wider audience? Consider heading over to folkalley.com and submitting your best material to open mic. You might just be our next open mic feature. This is Matt Wotroba. Next up on the Alleycast, it's the distinctive sound of the Howlin' Brothers. This trio met in school up in upstate New York and moved to Nashville, fueled by a common passion for old-time country music. Listen for the slide banjo, bass, guitar, harmonica, and foot percussion. The Howlin' Brothers dropped by our studios in Kent, Ohio recently and left us with three exclusive performances, all of which you can hear and see at folkalley.com. Our next session on this month's Alleycast is with the Howlin' Brothers.
Hey everybody, this is the Howlin' Brothers. This is Ian speaking. We got Jared on the guitar, Ben on the bass, and Jared's also dancing, and I'm playing the banjo and the fiddle. We're from Nashville, Tennessee, met up in Ithaca, New York. We're all going to school up there, and me and Jared met up in a recording session. He was recording my steel drum band, and he was the engineer. And we met up, started picking some tunes together, and met Ben. And we all ended up moving down eventually to Nashville around 2005.
The first time we started picking old-time music together was near the end of school. We just got together around a campfire and shared what songs we knew. And it just became a lot of fun that we started doing it probably twice a week. The campfire got used a lot. Up in Ithaca.
So the song we're about to play here is Gone. It's a relationship type tune. Gone. It's pretty pretty simple tune here.
Me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, and I'm gone,
gone,
gone, gone. Sure, I'm scared, but that don't matter at all. Plenty of times you watch me fall, and I'm gone,
gone,
gone, gone. So fast, my head's full of stars. I can see the moon, the trees, the sun, the sky, you in my arms, making love on a rainy hillside. We laughed so hard, we nearly burst our sides, and I'm gone,
gone,
gone, gone. Yeah, it's gone,
gone,
gone, gone. I dress her up in calico on the first day of the spring.
Gone.
Pretty little house and a pretty little ring.
Gone.
I see my heart drifting out to sea, honey.
That's gone.
I see her out there and the sirens sing to me, and I'm gone, gone. It's funny you should ask. You stole my heart, now you wanna give it back. Well, I'm gone,
gone,
gone, gone. Lord, give me the strength to carry on. Pain and love and loss makes us strong. And I'm gone,
gone,
gone, gone. Hell, gone,
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 gone.
Dress her up in calico the first day of the spring.
Gone.
Pretty little house and a pretty little ring.
Gone.
I see my heart drifting out to sea.
Gone.
you out there, honey, siren, sing to me and I'm gone.
That's one of our favorites to play live because it's a great audience tune. It's easy to sing along with the fellas shouting out gone there. It's a good one for them. Yeah, the Oh Brother, We're Out Thou soundtrack is a pretty pivotal in just getting us really interested in this kind of music and the South and just the whole culture of everything. And I think all of us really enjoy it, Jay. Am I right?
Yeah, Oh Brother, We're Out Thou. That's just a great album all the way through. And I think we know almost every song on it. John Hartford was on Oh Brother, We're Out Thou, hard to say. And I guess it's the first time I heard John Hartford, but being in Nashville, we got to learn a lot more about him. And he's definitely influenced our sound and kinds of tunes we like to play.
The resurgence of old-time and acoustic music is, I wouldn't say necessarily it's surprising, because I think that people always need change, like hills and valleys, and I feel like the rock and electric music was so heavy for the last few decades that now I think people are ready for something a little different. And so it's throwing back to the, you know, way back 30s, 20s type tunes. So the next song here is Mama Don't You Tell Me. This is a old-timey type tune, just a kind of a I love you to mom, you know, type of note. And how we usually write, I usually write by myself. And bounce ideas off the guys. And Jared often writes real strong melodies, and Ben co-writes words with him. And sometimes Jared writes by himself as well as Ben. But so it's kind of a mixed bag of how we write.
Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Our love shines like the yellow sun, shines right through my soul. Look at the picture of us standing by the road, all dressed up, full of love. Look at the picture of us standing by the road, all dressed up, full of love. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Our love shines like a yellow sun, shines right through my soul. Take your shoes off, darling, take me by the hand. Walk me down to the old Red River, cleanse me of my sins. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Our love shines like the yellow sun, shining right through my soul. mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Mama, don't you tell me, I already know. Our love shines like the yellow sun, shining right through my soul.
Yeah, so being out on the road is pretty awesome. It's just cool to be able to spend time with these guys again because, you know, we've spent years together. And recently we've kind of like drifted apart a little. Jared got married and moved out. And we've lived together for over a decade. And Jared just moved out and he's married. And Ben, you know, we kind of all spend time away from each other. And so now on the road. And now that we get to be on the road, it's awesome because, you know, we get to eat dinner together and, you know, we just get to be together, and I love it. You know, I love being back with my best friends, you know, in the whole world. So it's pretty awesome. And, yeah, we've already been on the road for 2 months, and it's been pretty intensive. Like, today is an intense day. We have 4 things back-to-back, right back-to-back. So we get tired. Jay's and me are especially tired today. It was a short night of sleep last night and, you know, long day of activity. And,
yeah, this trip across country, it's all new places for us. Last year we got out to California twice, but I think on the return trip there'll be new places.
So the last song we'll play is Tell Me That You Love Me. We call it OOO as well, just because that's the, you know, the sing-along part of it. And yeah, this is kind of just like a, this song, it was strange. It kind of hit me like I was in the basement jamming this weird progression, and I started singing this chorus. And I could hear like a whole choir of people singing it with me. It was kind of this strange epiphany moment. And so that's kind of where that song came from. It was just based off of that. And it's a fun one. So sing along with us.
Standing on a mountain, I can hear the angels sing, feel their light and love just pouring down through me. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I'm walking out alone in this dusty, crooked world. Nothing that I see in this, nothing that I want but you. I can see Irene, I can see the porch that was built by you and me. That you love me, tell me that it's true, make my heart bleed, make me feel real. Tell me that you love me, tell me that it's true, make my heart bleed, make me feel real. Tell me that you love me, tell me that it's true, make my heart bleed, make me feel real. Tell me that you love me, tell me that it's true, make my heart bleed, make me feel real. Oh,
Yeah, the percussion on that last track was actually my feet just kind of doing a shuffle step like a tap dancer might. And I picked that up through a couple people in Nashville. Most importantly, John Hartford would do that. He would play fiddle and dance, or play banjo and dance. And I've watched several videos of people doing it, seen people in Nashville, and there's guitar players picking guitar and dancing just like I'm trying to do now.
Well, Ian, Jared, Ben, the Howlin' Brothers, thanks so much for dropping by Folk Alley today. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us here. We appreciate that.
Music in conversation with the Howlin' Brothers live in our studios on the campus of Kent State University in Northeast Ohio. To hear the songs again, watch the videos, or hear the interview, head over to folkalley.com. This is Matt Watroba reminding you that if you enjoyed the Alleycast today, if you're a regular listener or subscriber to FolkAlley.com, why not consider becoming a member? Your financial support of this service is, quite frankly, the very thing that will ensure its success. Being a member has benefits. Check them out at FolkAlley.com. You just heard the Alleycast number 5 for 2013. I had a blast bringing it to you. We'll see you in the alley.